Okay, Rabosai, we began yesterday, set up the sugya, case of the amud that you built in the situation of a sukkah that's Gemal Meyesrim. Now the amud has a Heksha sukkah on it, for Shir Zayin Ozayin. According to Abaye, you can say good asik mechitzta, that means that the outer edge of the amud, that's the mechitza around the amud, that extends up, and therefore you have a kosher sukkah. What did Rav say in response? The inan mechitzas and the koras v'leika. And we had two mahalchim in understanding Rav. What does Rav mean? One pshat that we saw based on the Ran and the Ritva, that Rav is telling us halacha regarding sukkah. In terms of Shabbos, we say good asik, very well. That's fine. But when it comes to sukkah, we're not going to be able to say good asik in a case like this, because we need mechitzos nikaros. We need physical dufanos. The Rad adds, ke'en dira. The sukkah requires dufanos, not in the sense of a good asik. You have to have real physical dufanos. That's the din that Rav is telling us. Abai disagreed. Rav is machadish this notion of mechitzos nikaros. Be'inan, by sukkah, you need mechitzos nikaros. This is according to what we saw in the Ran and the Ritva, Charum V'Dag, that way in Rashi as well. We'll see it soon. The other approach, which we saw in Rabbi Avraham in Ahar and in the Me'iri, and this is what Rav Chaim said on his own B'das HaRambam, that the pshat of the words Be'inan Mechitzos Nikaros doesn't mean this is a standard that you have to have for sukkah. Be'inan for sukkah. Rather, Be'inan, in order to say good asik, you have to have a situation where you're dealing with mechitzos nikaros, meaning, as opposed to here, where what you're trying to say good asik on are mechitzos that are surrounding an amud. And therefore, it's a weak mechitza. It's mechitza kedi, says Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar. It's a weak mechitza. It's a mechitza kedi. What is it doing? It doesn't have any area that's open opposite it. It's all closed up. So mechitza like that, you cannot say good asik. You cannot bring that mechitza up. It's a shvacha mechitza. That's the pshat according to this approach. So it's not a din in sukkah. It's not a problem in terms of sukkah. The problem is, when do you say good asik? You can't say good asik if you don't have a mechitza that's a strong mechitza, a mechitza that's enclosing an area that's open opposite it. Now, the obvious question that comes out of this issue, according to the second shot that we brought from Avraham ben Ahar, the Me'iri brings a kasha. According to this, how do you explain the halacha of an amud, v'shus haravim, gavoa yud, and rachav dalid, and we consider that to be one of the examples of v'shus hayachid? If you have a tail with this dimension in v'shus haravim, that's a din v'shus hayachid. So the pashtus, what would be the pshat? Why is the v'shus hayachid? So Rashi says in numerous places, later on Daf Chafei, Rashi in Shabbos Davav, Rashi in Ervin, that the geder of that din is that you say good asik, so you have mechitzos. Because you're using the outer area, the perimeter of the amud, and you bring it up, and you have now mechitzos. So that makes sense if you assume that when it comes to Shabbos, you can use mechitzos around the amud, and you don't need mechitzos nikaros, it's only a din over here by sukkah, but that's the din by Shabbos. That's the mashmos of the Ran. When the Ran explained pshat in Rava's words, the Ran begins by saying, even though we find the din of good asik by Shabbos, what is he referring to? What is he referring to? The classic case of a tail of an amud that we consider that to be a rishus hayachid by virtue of good asik. So we do find it by Shabbos in this very case, the case of an amud. But that's good for the point in Rava. But by sukkah we don't say, because you need mechitzos nikaros ke'en dira. However, if you learn pshat in Rava's words, be in mechitzos nikaros in order to say good asik, then we have to go back and explain how does it work by amud v'shus harabin that we consider that a v'shus hayachid. So after kasha, the Me'iri asked, the Me'iri brought the Mishnah and Hazorik that you throw from v'shus harabin, it lands on this amud, it's considered to be a violation of hutzah. So the Me'iri gives one answer, and then we saw in Rav ben Ahar a different answer. Two ways to explain why you'd view an amud Rishus HaRabim, in this case, to be Rishus HaYachid. What does the Meiri say? What makes it Rishus HaYachid? You don't need Mechitzos. You don't need Mechitzos. You can have a new idea of Rishus HaYachid without Mechitzos. Namely, the very fact that there's a separation, it's Monea the Rabim coming in, Memela, right? The Noah Regal Rabim. What is Mechitza? Noah Regal Rabim. You can have that without a Mechitza. It's not easy for the Rabbim to get there. It's not easy for them to come up there. The Hevdel itself, the difference you have based on the height, that accomplishes what Mechitza accomplishes. You don't need a Mechitza. You can have the Din Rishus HaYachid without a Mechitza. That's what the Meiri says, and that's Meduyik as well, where? In the Rambam. That the Pshat of Amud is that you don't need a Mechitza, because the Rambam brings the cases of Rishus HaYachid. The first example in the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yudalid, is the case of a tail. And then he brings another example further on, the case of machitzos. The Rambam, you need four machitzos. But if the whole halacha of the tail, the Shus HaRabim, that has the Shus HaRabim, because of machitzos, so how could the Rambam first tell you this case and then tell you the case of machitzos? It's only working because of machitzos. Muchach in the Rambam, that like the Meiri says, that you can have a din of a Shus HaYachid without machitzos. That's one approach. What's the other approach to respond to this kasha? Rav Menahar says a part, which is, again, we'll see when we get to Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says this also. Rav Menahar explains this Dakas Dikasvara, that when you, the halacha is, Rishus HaYachid is Ola Anglo Rakia. What's the pshat? If you only have a machitza, let's say that's up to 10. So how does this Rishus HaYachid extend all the way to the sky? So you could have thought that's because of the halacha of Gurachis. Once you have a machitza asara, then you extend it up. That's good achis. I have a machitza asara, it goes up to the sky. It's as if I had a machitza to the sky. Says Rav Menahar, that's not the pshat. The gather of the din, the halacha of Rishus HaYachid is that if I have a hekif on the Rishus, on asara, so then the whole Rishus, even on the Rakia, is considered to be mukaf. It's chal chalos hekif on the whole Rishus. Now, in our case, it's a step further. In the case of Amud. Because here, what you have here, you have is Din Rishus HaYachid, not Kineged, the Mechitza, and then to Adlo Rakia. You have the step Rishus HaYachid that's Chal on the Amud, and then up. So the Hekif, the Mechitza, that's around the Amud, is not equal starting with the lower part of the Rishus, it's starting below the Rishus. Understand, we didn't emphasize this yesterday. You should recognize there's a chidush, maybe not just together the halacha itself, that you don't have to have a machitza ad l'rakia. You can have a machitza up to asara and then consider the whole area to be mukaf. Here you have a machitza below the rishus. Because understand, what's rishus hayachid? Where does it start? It starts on the amud. But what does he say? If even though we said it's a mechitza kedi, it's not really a mechitza, weak mechitza, it's not a mechitza that's enclosing an open area. So that's in terms of good asik. You can't say good asik on such a mechitza according to Rava. But what does he say? But what does it accomplish? La'atzmo is considered a mechitza to the extent that you consider what's above to be Rishus HaYachid. For Hilchos Shabbos, it can be Rishus HaYachid without good asik. Why? Because it's considered to be mukaf. Chalos hekif is resulting from having a mechitza, in this case, below the rishus. But now let's come back to sukkah. So something very interesting comes out, that even though Rava's statement didn't directly speak to the issue of sukkah, it spoke about, according to this pshat of Rav Menahar, it spoke to the yisod of good asik itself. But lemaisa, now let's ask a question. If you don't need to say good asik in order to understand that a rishus is considered a mukaf, there's a chalos hekif on an area even where there is no machitza. The machitza was below, and then you can say the whole area is mukaf. So then why don't I have a kosher sukkah now? I don't say good asik, says Rava. Good, but why do I have a hekif here, don't I? So what do you have to come back and fall back on, even according to the Rav Menahar's pshat? I have a hekif here. What's wrong with the sukkah on the amud? I have a hekif. Doesn't the area around the amud create a chalos hekif ad l'rakia? So do I have an area that's considered to be enclosed above the amud? So why is Rava saying there's a problem just because there is a good asik? Forget good asik. I have a hekif. The same way I have a Rishus HaYachid by Shabbos, I should have a sukkah. What's the teretz? I need tfanos. No, the yisod of Rava is not directly that point, that need tfanos, therefore, being in Mechitz Nikar Sileka. But that has to be put into the Gemara. According to the Ran, that was the essence of Rava's statement. That I need mechitzos nikaros, meaning you can't say good asik by sukkah because of the fact that I need mechitzos nikaros. According to Rav Nahar, the pshat of Rava is I can't say good asik. Were I to say good asik, then everything would be fine. But I can't say good asik if I don't have mechitzos nikaros, meaning to say if what I'm trying to bring up is a mechitza that has nothing opposite it. It's a weak mechitza. It's a mechitza b'kedi. It doesn't really create a hekif, so to speak, around opposite it. There's nothing open. So there I can't say good asik. But yet, what comes to Rishus HaYachid, such a case of an amud is Rishus HaYachid al gabe ha'amud. So the Ne'iri said, because the Amud is elevated and separate from the area of the Rabbi walking. According to Rav Nahar and the Rav Chaim, why is it Rishus HaYachid? Because if I have a Hekif on whatever level, here it's below the Rishus, that creates a status of Hekif, a Chalos Hekif, all the way up. And yet that doesn't work for Sukkah. Do I have a Hekif? Is that area Mukaf? Yes. So why isn't it kosher Sukkah? Because it's not Tfanos. But if I would have good asik, I would have had tfanos, but I can't say good asik. So in a way, it all does come back in a way, in effect, to the idea that sukkah needs tfanos. But because sukkah needs tfanos, therefore, this that is a chalos hekif, that won't work by sukkah. Therefore, I would have had to add good asik to do it, and good asik doesn't work. And for the Ran, good asik works by Shabbos, notwithstanding the fact that it's not creating. It's a weak mechitza, so to speak, below. It's not really enclosing an open area. But that's fine by Shabbos. But by Sukkah, that's the problem. So we ask, how does Rashi learn? So we're going to see from the Hemshach HaGemara, it's Meduik and Rashi, also Kederach of the Ritva and the Ran. But we wanted to prove it in another way. Because since it comes out, what's intertwined in this issue about how to learn Pshat in the Gemara? What is the basis for considering an Amud B'Shus HaRavim Gavoy Yud V'Achav Dalit to be B'Shus HaYachid? Rashi happens to say that it's based on the Din of Good Asik. So obviously he had to Amshat where the Ritva and the Ran Amshat. I mean, it's going to be clear from Rashi B'Hemshach as well, but L'Chor, that's Muchach Mineu Ve. And the Ran and Rashi who hold that way have no choice but to learn the Gemara their way. And the other side, if you hold, you know, again, if you hold that Rav Nahar, so he holds that Amud, you can't say good asik, right? Then it comes out, you have to say that there's a new halacha, why Rishus HaYachid is called Rishus HaYachid by an Amud, either like the Meiri says or like the Rav Nahar says. That you don't need a mechitza, or that you have a chalos hekif without having the mechitza actually opposite the Rishus and going all the way up. These are, I think, the basic building blocks of the sugya is going to help us as we go. Vaitu, we have a few loose ends that we want to just touch base on this part of the Gemara, then we'll go on in the Hemshach HaGemara, just in terms of the case of the issue of Dofan HaKuma. We'll have to talk about again, just we haven't dealt with the Ritzgeus and the Diukim and the Rashi. That's basically what we discussed yesterday. Gedalia, Eitan, and whoever else. Yeah.
So within Rav Avraham Minahar, can we say that Rav will hold that there is a Chalos Hakeh even by sukkah, just that.
That's right. That's correct. That's exactly that's what I've been pointing out. In other words, the chalos hekif that exists to make a Rishus HaYachid by Shabbos, by the case of Amud, exists by sukkah too. But chalos, quote-unquote, chalos hekif does not a sukkah make. All right? Chalos hekif does not equal tfanos. For the Ran, the dogish of Rava is good asik is not going to count for tfanos. For Rav Nahar, good asik would have counted for tfanos, but I don't have good asik. What doesn't count for tfanos? Quote unquote, chalos hekif. But either way, you have to fall back and recognize that sukkah needs tfanos. And that's part and parcel of why this case will not work with Rava. It should be clear to everybody, it's the cheshbon comes out that way. Either way that you learn Rava, you always have to recognize this yisod that sukkah needs tfanos, and that's why it's not going to end up being kosher sukkah.
So we're going to come out the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Hanan and Rashi as to whether the walls, the imaginary walls of Gudas are considered Mechitzas.
Again, Wara to say Gudasik, according from Nahar, that would have counted for Sukkah. That's what you see. The good Asik walls would have counted for Sukkah, but I don't say good Asik by Mechitzos of such a case. In a Nikaros, namely, that it's not opposite an open area, it's around an Amud. That I can't pull up. If I could pull that up, that would have counted for Sukkah. What doesn't count for Sukkah is what I have absent good Asik, which works for Shabbos to make Rishus HaYachid, which for him is not like the Mi'imis, it's just the fact that it's separated from the Tashmish HaRabim. But from Nahar, it's because there's a Chalos Hekif that's created. That once I have a Hekif on whatever level, even if it's opposite a coast, you know, block, but that creates Hekif all the way up. Even though it comes there, right? And that's what makes the Rishus HaYachid by Shabbos. But that's what cannot count for Sukkah. But also because I need Tfanas. Yeah.
So what's Rabbi Avraham Minahar going to say later on when we say that by advice?
Later on, we haven't said really well. We'll read the Gemara soon. We'll get to the Gemara. Well, no kashas yet on the next part.
Okay.
It's coming. Two things in terms of this Gemara just that we should just touch base with. One is the chidush of the Ritz Geyus, and this is going to bring us back to Itzdeba also in terms of, you know, what do we say about Dofen Akuma here? What happened to the possibility of saving the Sukkah through Dofen Akuma? On Amid Aleph, we had the case of Itzdeba. If you have an Itzdeba that's built and it's within four amos of the walls, so I have now a Heksha Sukkah on the, a Shir Heksha Sukkah on the Itzdeba. As long as there's less than four amos to three walls, I would have a valid sukkah because of Dofen Akuma. However you want to learn Dofen Akuma, either the schach is an extension of the Dofen or the Dofen moves over. Why is there no mention of that over here in our Gemara with the Amud? So the Ritz Geis, quoted by the Rush, has a chidush. Now, the obvious answer one could suggest, this is what's Midrig in Rashi, and everyone's Medaglis in Rashi. Rashi says that in a Hanami, there's no reason why you couldn't use Dofen Akuma over here as well. The problem is that it's not within 4 hours. The simple answer. Where do you see in Rashi that would be the case? Rashi explains immediately the situation is that you built it Rachok Mitfanos Harbe. What does Rashi mean? What's the point of Rashi saying that? Rashi recognizes otherwise you could always have it be kashrut with Dofen Akuma. So that's the mashmos of Rashi. But the Ritz Geis assumes that even if it would be a case that would be within Dalit, here I would not be able to say Dofen Akuma. What's the svar that he gives? And the Rush disagrees with him. The Rush says, "Kasav Ritz Geis, Afal Pisha Omid HaOmid B'Toch Dalad Amas Yodfanas Sula DeKevan SheCholak Rishus Acheres LaAtzma Lo Miskasher Ela B'Machitzos." Since this Amud is Gevoah Yud, which we know is Chok Rishus LaAtzma, that's the Halacha by Shabbos, that's Rishus HaYachid. So then you cannot use the dofen that's going from the outside of the sukkah of Olam Yisrael, that would not work. You cannot say dofen akuma. You need to have its own machitzas. And says the Rush, this is the shitaso. The Rush quoted earlier the Ritz Geis by the sukkah of Itzdeba, that the Ritz Geis had to say that in order to allow dofen akuma to work on Amid Aleph by Itzdeba, you have to assume that the case of Itzdeba is that it's not gavoa yud. It's an ukimta. We have to go back and insert this in the case of Itzdeba. The medva mamurim that we could say Dofen Akuma Itzdeba when it was not Gavoa Yud. And then the Rush says, I disagree, and he disagreed with him earlier. We have to know what is the basis for this svara. So, okay, so it's not, so it's Chok Rishus La'atzmos. Good, all right. But if I have a Dofen Akuma, so now So it's from one, it's going to another Rishus, but now I have a dofen. What did he say? The Ran just says there's an efsher also. He suggests this possibility. The efsher, says the Ran, at the very end of the piece, the efsher, the amud, kevin de in the Shabbos chok Rishus la'atzmo, now that sounds very much like the Ran's own shita that we explained before, right? What's together of Amud being Chokshus Lassim Agavi Shavis? That's based on good Asik. So the Ran brings in that idea. A few amen kosar ba'amus psula, blows me the fanakum. Still, what's the yisod? Well, this shita, the Ritz Geis, would explain, this is a deep that Achronim make, maybe the Mashah and others, why the Lashon HaGemara is Amud, and Lashon HaMed Aleph is what? Itzibah. Like, why are we changing our word? What, you build some kind of a stage, some kind of a structure. What do you call it? Amud, call it Itzibah. Why are we changing? Could be, according to Ritz Geis, it's Meduyik. Because Itzibah is what we use when we're trying to refer to some kind of a construction that is less than Yutfach. Amud typically is Yutfach. I mean, not that it has to be, but a classic case of Amud by Rishus HaYachid, by Rishus HaRam, is considered Amud of a Yud. So that's why the Lashon has changed. But the Etzem Svarah of Ritz Geis requires a Hesber. What's the idea? Because it's Chog Rishus La'atzmu, so then Dofen HaKuma doesn't apply. Why not? Why not? Seemingly, I don't know if this works as well in the Ran. The Ran brings in the fact that they're Mechitzos. Why is that Nogeya? Their machitzas around it, so to speak. The point could be that dofen akuma means when the dofen is mesiaches in some way to that which it's coming to help. In other words, you have to bring it closer, however you bring it closer, whatever mechanism, however you explain the mechanics of dofen akuma. But there is already a shaykhis, a natural shaykhis between the sukkah and the dofen. Similar in a way to what the Gemara said about Chazi L'Dofen. The Gemara said, Lo Chazi L'Dofen, Chazi L'Dofen. Then we said, if it's not a Dofen at all, then we don't see Dofen Akuma. That was the case of Chakak. So if you borrow that idea, to the extent that it's a different Rishus, so to take something from one Rishus and bring it to the other Rishus, if you do it, then the other Rishus has a Dofen. But if you don't do it, so then that's the point. If there is a Dofen that just can't work for this Rishus, but it's a dofen vis-a-vis this rishus. It's a dofen, but it's too far away. Dofen akuma will bring it closer. But if it's a whole different rishus, so this rishus doesn't have a dofen. This rishus, the dofen is from a different rishus, a different plane. So then, if I would say dofen akuma, then I'll have a dofen for this rishus. But that's the point. I can't do it because the dofen doesn't relate to the rishus that we're talking about. Again, in a similar vein that the Gemara was discussing before by Chakak, that it's not a dofen at all. If I say dofen akuma, I'll make a dofen. So I'm saying it in terms of this. The dofen has to be shaykh to this rishus. It's just that. It's too far away. But there is a shaykhus. So then all it's missing is to bring it up, to bring it closer. But here, I have to use dofen akuma to be able to have the dofen be misyaches to the rishus. Right now it's not. It's relating to another rishus. Since this is a gavah unit, it scans as a separate unit, a separate rishus, and now I have a dofen, a different rishus, and I want to use dofen akuma to create now a dofen for this rishus. That's his chidush, that would be no good for dofen akuma. Even if it's within valid, it won't work. Why did the Ran have to add, though, the fact that ki'il mukav machitzos? I mean, it's a separate rishus. However you explain the separate rishus, I mean, why do you have, what's negeir the fact that it's mukav machitzos? Not sure that really wouldn't be so clear to me why that should be part of the cheshbon, but the svar could be something like that. Rafi, yeah.
Maybe you could say, like, the Ritz Geis and the Ran are saying differently, and the Ran is more saying from a technical perspective, and the fact that it already has walls. So how would it even work?
Yeah, I was thinking like that.
And then that can make
sense. I was thinking like that. I was thinking.
It can make sense, I think, with the Meiri. I mean, that's why the Meiri wouldn't have this issue. Because the Meiri doesn't work super to Asik, who doesn't work to anything like that,
damage to Rosh Hashanah. There's no issue with two Rosh Hashanah joining.
If you're saying that if it has mechitzo, so then he can't bring a new
yeah,
dolphin.
But and that's why the Meiri would master it, because he doesn't take it as.
Since the Miri didn't look at it that way, didn't interpret it in terms that it works with Mechitzah. So that's why Miri says it works. Yeah, you have to know, the Rush also took on the Ritz Gaius earlier. The Rush quoted the Ritz Gaius earlier by Itzdiba. The Rush also has Kashis. You'll see the Rush earlier on Simen Dalet. Because of Ritz Gaius, Vad Shiloi Tehei Itzdiba Gavom Yutfachim, the Shus Acheresi. The Rush asked the Kasha on the Ritz Gaius, might nafkamina do shusacheresi, but then I don't know Korpshat in the Rush, what he says, Keva da amadofen akuma mikot sad, hari itzdeba mukefes machitzos umuvdelis mishara sukkah. What is he saying, mikot sad? What is mikot sad? Keva da amadofen akuma, hari itzdeba mukefes machitzos? Umuvdelis mishara sukkah. Just don't know Pasha how to read this Rush. The damya, then he goes on. The damya l'sukkah medes berosh hagag. Now he brings a good asik inyan. The reshus acheresi ugabi chotzer. I mean that's not about dofen akuma. So what you have to know. I didn't want to deal with it as much, but you're bringing already the random eerie. So the Rush, he's not asking the cheshbon that you're asking with the eerie. He's asking other things, but he's mixing in good achis from reshus acheres. Could be that the Ritz Gaius is a sfar ben ager dolphin akuma. That just like the Gemara said, such a thing that if it's not yet a dolphin, you can't make dolphin akuma, and it becomes a dolphin. So there is that. If it's not a dolphin that's shaykh yet to this reshus, and with dolphin akuma, this reshus will now have a dolphin. But it has to still be in a ballpark first to be a dolphin for this reshus, and then bring it closer. But the Rush is asking other things. He's asking from good asik too. From one rishus to the other, maybe it's a svara specific to dofen akuma. Then what does he mean? He says mikot sad, keep them giving the kot sad. He's talking about the instable case.
The other way of writing dofen akuma.
I don't know pshat exactly in the Rush, but I do hear what you're saying, that the Ran and the way the Ran puts it, mukav mechitzos, he's maybe saying a vort different than what I'm saying. That the mechitza has its own mechitzos, so you can't bring a new mechitza. But without that lashon of the Ran, I mean, or just in terms of how it's brought, in terms of the lashon of the Ritz Gaius itself, the Avram and Ahar is medayik from the Rambam, like this sheet. You know what does he say? Gavo asara. So he's medayik first the diuk and Rashi. What did Rashi say? Pishur ben Shlomo rachuk min atfanos harbe adkan. Why did Rashi say that? So he's clearly the pshat in Rashi. It's near a daito. Shin ein arba amos miaksalim laamud ksheira based on dofen akuma. That's clearly Rashi's shita. Then he says the Rambam brings the case of Amud. After bring the case of Itzdiva. And by the Itzdiva case, by the stage, the Rambam says, Pachas mi arba ksheira. And then the Rambam brings the case of Amud, which is Pasol, she'engo machitzos nikaros, v'nimtzal gag ha'amud schach kashet below tfanos, and then doesn't say a word about the distance to the outside walls. By his silence, the Rambam is mashma that in all situations the din is pasul. Says the Rambam Ahar, ach mashma from the Rambam near a daito d'lor min dofen akuma ba'amud, like the Ritz Gaius. Va'afilu ena ba'amas miaksolim la'amud d'lor min be'dofen akuma va'atam. And here just says the words that we see not in the Ran but in the Ritz Gaius itself. Shabehu gavo asara utfachin v'cholko reshus la'atzma. That alone is the reason not to say dofen akuma. So this is one inyan, just to be aware of. Again, it has to go back to Itzdiba now and figure out, therefore, the case of Itzdiba is going to have to be in a Gavo Asara, and the other Rishonim argue on it. Yeah, Avi?
Would the Ritz Gaius also apply for Itzdiba min Atzad?
Same thing. What should be the difference? If I don't say, yeah, whatever the case that you use Dofen Akuma, whenever I say Dofen, the Emsai is to do with Mikot Stadion, but Atzad, you still need, yeah, same thing. I mean, whatever
maybe,
case,
maybe there's a svar to say that since it's samach to some of the mechitzos of the sukkah that it's part of that reshus, even though it's gavo asara.
I think it's better if you have it ready. But without this dofen, I don't have three walls. So what? if the fact that it's a different reshus stops the Ofen Akuma, so I still don't have three walls. I don't hear a Malkum Achalik. They only said it in the case of the middle. I mean, you're saying, when they quote him, he quoted him on that case. I don't see a Chur and Svarit shouldn't be. Well, I don't think you should find a Svar L'chalek between, you know, one wall, more than one wall. Then the last Nekuda, just to, again to emphasize this, we did touch on yesterday, is the Diuk in Rashi regarding Tfanos She'en Magios L'schach. What did Rashi say about when you coin Tabaya, you say good Asik, how far does it go up? Says Rashi, so you have an Amud Gavoa Yud, and now what do you do with it according to Abaye? You bring it up, Yud. That's what you have here, you bring up. And that's considered the valid Sukkah. This is in contrast to the Me'iri that we saw. The Me'iri's Lashon was, and when you say good Asik, what are you doing? You bring it all the way up. By Sukkah, that is, by Sukkah. L'chora, this is a fundamental machlokes. When you have a situation by sukkah of tfanos that are not magios l'schach, so what's the notion of tfanos here? What's the pshat? Is it that you don't need tfanos magios l'schach, or the tfanos are considered to be reaching l'schach with good asik? There's also the Rashi later that I gave you to look at, right? The Rashi on the sugya tazayin. Rashi's Lashon there, Milmata Lamala, is consistent with the Diuk that we had in Rashi by us. Kevin Sheik Bia Sarak Sheir Abish Shiloh Gia L'schach. But something in Havana, I want to ask you a question in Havana. According to Rashi's Pshat Nesugya, we proved according to Rashi, and we see it again in the Hemshach HaGemara, that the point of Rava is Be'ina machitz nikaros b'leka means you cannot use imaginary walls. You need physical walls. Now, when you have tfanos she'en magios l'schach, so according to Rashi, you just need the ten. According to others, and Ibi would see who else holds this way, it's the pshat is good asik. I bring those tfanos all the way up. Now, the Me'iri himself didn't learn pshat in Rava like the Randu. But you have to now line up the shitas. But l'chayr, if you'll find a Risha, probably we could find that Risha, that holds pshat in the Gemara like the Ran and like the Ritva. I believe the Ritva holds also that the pshat of good asik by sukkah is that you imagine that by tfanos is based on good asik to confirm it. But I think so. Not like Rashi. Wait a second. But Rava says that you need mechitzos mamish. Mechitzos kein diva, the Ran adds, to check how the Ran holds on this question of mishal shel tfanos. So how can it work with good asik? Where's mechitzos nikaros? I think there's a simple answer. You're going to have to say what? It's going to be a segue to the next Gemara, maybe, a little bit. What's the answer? What's the pshat? You have Nikaros. Where? Up when Nikaros until 10. So that's already good. But that counts for Nikaros in terms of the good asik too. When I have nothing, just what's below, the Amud itself, that's not going to count as Machitz Nikaros. The Sukkah, If I don't have 10 tefachim of dolphin, but if I have 10 tefachim of dolphin, and then I say good asik to bring it to the schach, that doesn't fail the test of mechitzas nikaros, because I have a dolphin of 10. Again, within the Me'iri himself, you know, you wouldn't have necessarily the kasha to ask. But again, seemingly there are rishonim who hold like those, like the Me'iri here, and the Mashmos, that you need to consider the dolphin as if it went all the way up, and yet they learn the sugi here, like they ran in the Ritva. The answer is, it's called Mechitzas Nikaros, because they have dolphin in the earth. So now let's see how all of this is going to impact on the next piece of Gemara. So we had so far Abaye v'Rava in terms of the case of Amud. Now we have Tanoim weighing in on issues that in some way relates to what we just saw. Zakta Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Not a bar condition. Okay, and, by the way, and then the last Nikuda, just I'm not going to go over it completely, but the last Nikuda from Rashi that we, again, we, as we read the Rashi, we noted, is the Rashi adds the sheer Meshach Sukkah of what? Of Shiva Umashu. Same thing that we had at Rashi Nomad Aleph, and we have to understand why Rashi did that. Pnei Yeshua had a suggestion for our Rashi. He said, if you're going to consider that outer layer to be good Asik, so then you have to deduct, so to speak, from the Shiur, and if you're going to need the Mashu to accommodate that. Interesting shot. And then he had a similar approach when he wanted to explain Nomad Aleph. You can look at the Pnei Yeshua inside. He wanted to say a similar type of thing over there. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabban. Not a bar condition, the sikhi chalgaba. So you stuck in four poles and you made schach over it. It's not clear now what the case is exactly. Where did you put the poles? But you stuck in four poles and so you don't have mechitzas that you would normally associate with mechitzas that close the whole area, the whole ruach. But you have the four poles and then you put schach over it. Rav Yaakov Machshir v'Chacham Tosfim. So it's a Tana of Yaakov who says the kosher sukkah. The Chachamim say such a sukkah cannot count. Obviously, it doesn't have tfanos. Now, what's the case that they're arguing about? Omer Avuna, Machlokes al Sfas Agat. This Machlokes Tanoim is discussing a case where you put the four poles on the edge of the roof. That means that it's right over where the where the walls of the house are, and then you have the roof, and then you have the poles positioned over that. Imagine like the four corners, right, of the roof. That's the case. The Rav Yaakov Savar, Amrinan Gud Asik Mechitzta. So Rav Yaakov's shita is that you can take the walls of the house and you bring them up, and I have walls of the sukkah. That's Rav Yaakov. Rabbanan Savri lo amrinan good asik mechitzta. The Chachamim, for some reason, don't agree to say good asik mechitzta. Avo be'emtza hagag, says Rav Huna, if it were to be in the middle of the roof, then there's no basis for Rav Yaakov's shita. Divi hakov sula. There's no thought of anyone that could count as a machitza, even though we do find such a notion called diumdin, that we're going to see the Hemshach HaGemara, that when it comes to Shabbos, there's this idea that you can have machitzos based on having the four corners where you have a certain shear, which is very minimal, which can somehow be viewed as extending in both directions, and that counts to create the effect of an enclosure. But that idea nobody could entertain, says Rav Huna, and therefore the machokas has got to be al sfas hagag. Let's stop for a second and let's try to understand what, therefore, says according to Rav Huna, would be the basis for machokas, Rav Yaakov and the Chacham al sfas hagag. Rav Yaakov is good asik. So what's the Chacham don't hold of good asik? Let's speak before we look at Rashi, just on our own. What's b'chara going on here? What should be the shita that's understood, what's the shita that's not understood? So good asik is clearly a halacha that we know exists. It's halacha mashmisim, it's a good asik. So why would the chachamim disagree? So what are you going to tell me? What should be? Because what's the problem with the good asik here?
If I can, both the bayin rabba.
One second. So what do we know about? What could be the problem for the rabbanon? Oh, the inan machitzas nikaros. That's what we saw before in rabba. So what about over here? So the Chacham say, that's the problem. We know Rava before, and now we see the Chacham, so that's very good. The problem is, it's not mechitzos. You can't create mechitzos through a fictional halachic construct called good asik. You need to have real mechitzos. So if anything, the difficulty is Rav Yaakov. Knowing what we know about Rava from before, we have to understand why Rav Yaakov would say good asik al sfas hagag. That would be if we understood Rava the way that we read the Ritva and the Ran, and we said Das Rashi. So then the Shita Chacham is seemingly understood, and Rabbi Yaakov has to be explained. What if we understood the Gemara and Rava the other way, the Pshat of Rav and Ahar and the Meiri? What is the problem of Rava before, where you have the Amud, and Rava says you can't say, Mechit Bein, Mechit Chos, what's Beinan? In order to say what? You need to say good asik, you need a Mechitza of a Toch. And a Mechitza has no Toch, it's a Mechitza Kedi, it's a weak Mechitza, that you can't pull up. That makes sense, that's a Svar if you have an Amud. An Amud is a Mechitza Kedi. But here, the machitza that's below is the machitza of a house. It's an open area. The house is open. So then the problem that we had in Rava does not exist over here. So here, it makes perfect sense to say good asik, and then the problem is going to be the chacham. But just based on how we know with Rava, it affects how we understand this machokas, who has to be explained and who's understood. Now, the pastor's Rava said what he said, for every coin to everybody. This again is going to come down in the cheshbon of Aminahar. Her Rava is not tying himself to one shita versus the other. So whatever we say in Rava, we have to still accommodate both Tanoim over here in this machokas. So let's start with Rashi, with the Ritva and the Ran. What would be the basis to say that here it's better, that Rav Yaakov is machshit? After all, you need a physical machitza kein dira. So there is a vort that Tosis says behemshach, but it's connected already. We can bring it in now. Now we're talking Rav Huna, but Tosis comments on the later part of the Gemara, where the Gemara suggests that Tzvas Hagag is better than the Emsa Hagag. That's within Rav Nachman. Aval Tzvas Hagag sheru l'divei hakol. Now we're saying for Rav Huna it would be a machlokes as Tzvas Hagag. It's Rav Yaakov that we have to explain. But later the Gemara is going to suggest that the Machokis is the Emsagag and everyone agrees Fasagag. So what's the problem? The problem is, why does this better than the case of Amud that was considered lacking Mechitzas Nikoros? So what did Tosis say, the little Tosis? Avos Fasagag Ksher Dili Hakol the Choshev Mechitzas Nikoros Tfemi Amud Mishum Shenikor Nikoros Babayis. So Tosis is giving us something to work with here. That Amud is considered mechitzos that are enonikaros, and here it's better. So first of all, you right away you understand how the Tosis went pshat and the problem of Amud. It's pretty obvious, like. Tosis had to find a way to explain why this is better. Tosis had a problem he had to face. L'chera, I have the same identical issue mechitzos enonikaros by the case of the Tzvas Hagag. Tos has to say, no, it's considered more nikaros. The chash mechitzos nikaros tfei meyam. What framework is Tos working from? You think so? The Tos has to speak out something that's it's called karav zel zeh. According to Rav Nahar, the issue here has no sheiches. It's no sheiches to the issue before. As we'll see in the lashon that he's going to bring in. Lo nagi zeh bezeh. The chesaron for the Rabbanan is a whole new issue. Chervatosis to start commenting, say this is more. It's more considered better. More mechitzas nikaros more than Amud. So Chur, what was Tosis thinking about the issue of Amud? It's going to be meduik from the other Tosis too. Soon see for the Pitikra. Pashtus Tosis would be understanding pshat in Rava by Amud, al derech, the Ritva. That by Sukkah it's not good enough because you can't just say good asik because you need to have physical walls. So Tosis says, so why is Tzvas Hagag going to be better? Tosis is going on. The later part of the Gemara, that everyone agrees with Tzvas Hagag, we're discussing it within Rav Huna, for Rav Yaakov Shita. Why would Tzvas Hagag be better than Emsa Hagag? Why is this better than the case of Amud? And Tosis says, again, I think from Tosis it would clear Tosis was thinking Pshat in the Gemara by Amud, Eino Nikaros, because Sukkah needs real walls. No, you agree now? Ask him. No? Yeah. Fight it out.
Yeah. Yeah. So would we with this, or are we can be like my colleagues with the
Ritva? So what's the chiluk? No, what's Tosis chiluk? That's the stand. So why is this better? So Tosis doesn't say much, but he says enough for us to work with. The nikaros b'bayis. Again, he's not saying right? The vart that it's not a mechitza kedi because I have because I have a toch. He's not saying that. He's saying this issue of in the chorus is not a problem here because it's nikaros babayis. The army cars, and the cars where they are below. So what's the pshat? So now we have to explain it. Like Tosis is working with the pshat of the Ran and the Ritva, that you need mechitzus nikaros, but this passes the test of nikaros. Why? Because they are nikaros where they are. Let's try to explain a little better. What? But chara above, you don't see it. So how does it count for sukkah? Yeah.
Maybe because the Ran says that to be kein deer. So if it's for a bias, you see that these tefanos are being used to keep something in. They are used for a deer, even though, I mean, the tefanos of that is not necessarily the deer of the sukkah. So maybe it wouldn't be good. But
you're saying more than maybe you have to. I mean, let's say it wasn't a bias. Let's say it was stama, an enclosure. That's because that's a bias.
No, I just wanted to
know what it was. Because it happens to be a bias. Tosis is Nikaros for bias. What he means is it's Nikaros where they are.
And it's used for something.
Yeah, but to say that Keindira, first of all, the Ritva didn't use Keindira, and the Ritva was also learning Alderach, the Pshat that we're saying. So I don't know that, you're going to solve anything with the Keindira if the Ritva didn't emphasize the Keindira. But Tosis is saying something about Nikaros. If the Nikaros where they are, then that is considered mechitzas nikaros. Let's just try to explain a little bit better, yeah.
Because the inside's hollow, so when during the year you're sitting under inside, so you look at the walls during the year. So now when you're on top of it, it's hollow on the inside, it's not a block.
Okay, yeah.
Something else I want to say, but you could say maybe that if you look at this now, just in a practical sense, it looks like walls, you have actual walls that could be used for dira, and they just are like, they're cut short. Like this is just an extension of something that's already like dira, so it's more nikaris as a dira.
Okay, good, we're all saying good, all saying good. Okay, the amud, there isn't any point that these walls are nikaris. Not above, certainly not, and not below, because it's just closed up. That's the mitzvah, that's the case of amud. Here, above, you don't see it. But Gudachis says, what do I put above? What am I doing with Gudachis? What am I putting above as the Tfanos HaSukkah? What? The Tfanos that are on the bias. If you were to ask somebody a question, in this case, where are the Tfanos of the Sukkah? So what would they respond? Would they say, oh, the Tfanos of the Sukkah, I'm imagining them here. They're lumpish. They're here. Is that what they would say? Or they would say, no, the tefanos of the sukkah, that's where they are, those are the tefanos of the sukkah. They count for above. What Gudasik is saying is it's taking the tefanos of the bayis and pulling them up. It's not creating a virtual wall out of thin air, or in the thin air above. It's taking what's below and, halachically speaking, putting that above. That's called nikaros. If you will be able to point to some wall that is now considered to be the wall of the sukkah, that counts as nikaros. That would be what Sfasagavi is better than Amud. For now, it's for Rav Yaakov. Later, it could be everybody. Tosis is going on the Vihako. We're saying it within Rav Yaakov at this point. For Rav Yaakov, this could be the machlokas, that Rabbanan would not accept such a distinction. They would say that the problem of mechitzas she'en nikaros would be as applicable here as Fasagag as in the case of Amud. And Rav Yaakov would distinguish in the manner that we see now in our Tosis, in this Tosis Benegea later in the Gemara, that since they are Nikaros Babayis, so that's called Nikaros. I'll give you a practical nafgamina, maybe, just to conceptualize this idea in a practical way. Let's take the halacha of Atzei Sukkah Asurim Bahana. That's the din we learned on Daf Tes. Shita Sarambam is that Atzei Sukkah is not just the Atzei Sukkah of Schach, but even the Tfanos. There's an Issa and not on the Tfanos of Sukkah. So if we say a Sukkah is Kasha or Sfasagad, could be Halacha, the Rambam, we've seen the Rambam, Halacha that way. So would the Tfanos Habayis be Asabahana or Shita Sarambam? If you're using good asik, so there's no walls, the etzem, physically, to asabahana, it's just fictional, it's halachic. But if you would argue that the walls of the sukkah are the walls that are the walls of the bais, which we are taking those walls and extending them up. So then the halacha should come out that the halacha that tfanos ha-sukkah for the Rambam or asabana would actually relate to the tfanos ha-bais, because the tfanos ha-bais are the tfanos ha-sukkah. You follow me? So this is what I think that should help. So this is what Tosus would be saying. This is what makes Vasagag better than Amud, because they're Nikaros Babayis. So you have Tfanos Nikaros. That's now, is this a Svara that is Mukhrach? Far from it. Far from it. This is why, again, we get to Rav Chaim eventually. This Svara is only a Svara to the extent that the Gemara would be stating, black on white, a distinction between Svasagag being better, being kosher, possibly Lukuli Alma, as the Gemara is going to go on later. Now we have to figure out why that should be, and Tosus tells us a Svara. But if, for example, there'd be no such Gemara, and we'll see the Nosikam and the Rambam say that not everybody is Goris, what we have later in the Gemara, there's no Mefurish Gemara, Tzvasagag is kosher. So to say such a Svara on our own, not something we would intuitively want to say. Right? This is going to struggle, Rav Chaim is going to struggle with Asa Rambam, who's Machshir al Tzvasagag, Halacha Lamais. But if we're learning the Gemara, meanwhile, and we have a Rav Yaakov, within Rav Huna, that's Machshir, and we want to know how does it work with the Gemara before Rava. So one could certainly suggest this svar that you see in Tosis and call Mechitzas Nikaros. This would be within the Halach of the Ritva and that of the Ran, and we said Dako Shel Rashi. Yeah, right there.
If we're going with Rashi, that the pshat is that you need when Nikaros Finan is that you need real Tfanos. And the same pshat that we're saying the Nikaros of the bias, you say the Amud also has Tfanos Nikaros.
No, it doesn't, because the Amud, the Maisa, the Mechitz of the Amud is not facing anything. You can't really point to it as Mechitzos and recognize it as distinct, because it's just one other layer of the one piece. So you don't really see it here, you don't see it there, but you see it below.
Doesn't our say we could use
Gudasik
for the tail, so that
isn't that? Yeah, that's because Shabbos doesn't need Mechitzas Nikaros. That's correct, that's by Shabbos. But Sukkah needs Mechitzas Nikaros. So Amud is not Mechitzas Nikaros, and now we're suggesting, by the case of Svasagag, that the Mechitzas Abayis are Mechitzas Nikaros.
But you see from the tail that there are Mechitzas on the tail.
There are Mechitzas, not Mechitzas Nikaros. And by Sukkah, you need Mechitzas Nikaros. That's exactly what we're told by Sukkah.
But above, there still isn't
Nechizas
Nikaros. It's just on the
bottom. So that's the var. That's why I say it's not a svar that we would, on our own, want to be Mechadish. I agree with you. It's not. You could argue, but Lemaisa, above, it's not Nikar. But what we're seeing in Tosis is, yeah, but you can, if you could reference the Mechizas below when you speak about the Sukkah, so that's why we can say the Sukkah has Mechizas Nikaros, because you said it one way, my association would be naturally to go down to those mechitzos. What are the mechitzos of the sukkah? You're not going to say they're artificial mechitzos. Those are the mechitzos of the sukkah. I would naturally make the connection. I draw the line. That imaginary line, that's where your association would go. Therefore, that's called Nikaros. Nikaros Babayis counts for the sukkah. So it's called Nikaros. This is according to the Ritva and the Ran. Let's go now to the other pshat. The other pshat was that the problem before was not a problem in sukkah, it was a problem in gudasik. In order to justify the sukkah, you're going to have to say gudasik. You can't just say it's chalos hekif. You have to have a gudasik wall. And you can't say gudasik if mechitzos are weak, they're not doing anything below, it's not nikaros, it's no toch. That was the other pshat of the Gemara. No, in this case, the problem doesn't exist, because Mechitzas of the Bayis have a toch. So now we understand Rav Yaakov very well. The problem is the Chachamim. What's the problem in the Chachamim? So comes the Rav Nahar and says, the Pshat of the Chacham is something more, something else. Not the issue that Rav discussed earlier. No Shaykhis. Lo nagi adadi, says the Russian, whatever, the figures don't converge. This is a new problem. The Shita of the Chacham is that I don't say good asik unless, what does he say? The wall that you want to pull up extends ever so little, just a little bit into the new rishus, a new yesod. The lashon of Rabbeinu Avraham, Svas Hagag, Rabban Savri, Svas Hagag Mechitza Abayis Tachas Hakandeis and Beikol Mem Good Asik the Mechitza Sani Karas Ninu Kedi Parishna. Rabban Savri Da Fiu Bechiai Gav Nalo Amin Good Asik. What is he saying? The Chachamim require the following to say good asik. The mechitzos have to go up a little bit, not ten amos. They go up a little bit into the gag. That's Rabbi Yaakov would dispute. The Chacham would say, "Is this the chesaron of Rava? What the chesaron of Rava? You cannot say." Good asik by amud because it didn't have, right? It didn't have a toch below, and therefore you don't say good asik on machitza the kedid. That's not really doing anything that you can see it in closing. But this doesn't exist. Over that problem doesn't exist by us. The answer is a new problem, different problem. You don't say good asik so the chacham hold the machitza she'ein an yotzos k'sas gemal me'agag. This is what he says later in the beginning of the paragraph of Rabbi Yodea, the Rava da Amar Le'el Gabi Amud Bin Mechitzas and Koros Lo Naga Klal Ahach Kukta de Yaakov Rabbana. Rava's Svara is for everybody. Rava's Svara has nothing to do with this issue over here. Nope. Comes out, we're dealing with two different possible Chesronos in Gudasik. Both have to do with Gudasik. Rava's talking about what Chesron of Gudasik. That I can't say good asik in a case of amud because it's a machitza that in latoch. It's a machitza grua, it's a machitza kedi. So I can't pull such a machitza up. That was Rava's ish. That problem doesn't exist over here. What's the problem over here for the chachamim right now? We say the chachamim pasul asfas agag because you need to have to go a little bit into the nourishes and then you pull it up. If it doesn't extend a little bit into the nourishes, there's no good asik. Nope, you'll ask me, so then why does Rava need to come up with his new chesaron of being a mechitzas nikaros, that it has to be not a mechitzas sheyesh lo toch, the case of amud, let it be pasul because the chachamim hold that you have has to extend a little bit up. He wants to go to Rav Yaakov, okay, or okay, could be. Or maybe he's going that asfas agag is kasha kuyama anyway, so there is no such chesaron. Or possibly what? No, but her, if you need it, should go up into the gag, then the amud also should have to go extending above the amud. Maybe Yochanami, so like maybe the amud has such a thing. Maybe you have the amud where it's a little bit coming up, just a tiny bit. And it's still not going to work, because Lamai said that's not a machitza, just a tiny little bit going up, that's not going to call a machitza. It's still a hengotoh. No, the tiny bit, that can't, that's not going to count for anything. So therefore, Rava needs his own chesa. So two different, so concept is a very different different issue depending on what the pshat was before. Now, let's see the Hamshach HaGemar and then the Rashi, and then we'll come back to Rav Nahar again in terms of the Lashonos here. Okay, so we have Rav Huna who establishes the Machlokes Tanoim Yaakov Lachachamim only where it was the Machlokes is Asfas Hagag. That's where Yaakov's Machshir based on Good Asik. That he, again, according to Rashi, that would mean that Tosis says later that it's called Mechitzos Nikaros, and according to Rav Nahar, it's straightforward good asik. Rabban say Lomin good asik Mechitzos. According to Rashi, that means that it is the problem of Nikaros. According to Rav Nahar, it's a new problem that it doesn't extend into the area of the Gag. Therefore, you can't say good asik. That's the Machlokes. However, Be'emtza Gag, were it to be Be'emtza Gag, Divya Hakol Psula, because there's no one that would hold that you can use that principle called Diyumdin. That applies by Shabbos, no one would extend that halacha in the case of a situation here of four poles by Sukkah. That is Rav Huna's sheet. Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman amar be'emtza hagag machlokes. There is a machlokes be'emtza hagag. That means that there is a sheet of of Yaakov, who's Machshir, the Yumdin, in the case of these four poles by Sukkah. That's Rav Nachman's words were. The Emsa Gag Machokes. Says the Gemara Ibayilu. So the Gemara Shaila. When Rav Nachman said, the Emsa Gag Machokes, what does that mean? The Emsa Gag Machokes, Avo Esfasa Gag Divi HaKokshera. Did Rav Nachman mean to say that Machokes is the Emsa Gag, but there is no Machokes by Esfasa Gag? There, everyone would agree that it's fine. It would say good Asik. There's no one that would argue in that. Oh, Dilma, or should we say, Bein Bezu Machokes. The Machokes is in all cases. V'yakan the Chachamim have Machokes Asfas Agag, and the Machokes the Emtz Agag. Moses, take, let's consider this for, you're going to look at Rabbi Kiveg if you haven't yet, L'chora. If it's a double Machokes, what exactly does that mean? What goes into these two cases? Rav Yaakov is Machshir even in the case of the Emsa Gag. What's that based on? This new idea of Diyumdin that works by Sukkah. And the Chamag are arguing it. And Rav Yaakov also is Machshir al Sfas Gag. What's that based on?
It could be either.
So this is the Chayra, you have two ways to think about it. You could say that's based on good Asik. Or based on Diyumdin. Now it's an Afkamina. Does it have to be a certain shear? For Diyumdin, it's going to have to extend this tefach in each direction. You could carve out this round pole and get enough from it that would allow for a tefach to face in each direction. But less than that, you couldn't be machshir with Diyumdin. Diyumdin sukkah would be enough if you have that shear. But if it were good asik, you wouldn't need even that. So there's really an afkamina, whether of Yaakov's shita in both cases would be consistent based on the one and only idea of Diyumdin, or are there really two issues? Within Rav Huna, Rav Osai, who says that the Machokes was only of Sfas Agag, so the only thing you could think of for Rav Yaakov to be Machshir is based on Gurasik. But now that the Gemara is suggesting within Rav Nachman, now we have to figure out, does it mean there's two separate Machokes in, or Bepashtus, you should say, if the Chachamim don't accept good Asik, so then why would you think Rav Yaakov would? Just assume Rav Yaakov's Shita is consistent with what he says by the Emsaga. This is a cheshbon that you can see in Rav Kiva Eger. Okay, keep that in mind. Let's see the Hemshach HaGemara. So we have this Machokes of Huna and Rav Nachman, whether there is in fact a Machokes the Emsaga or Kuyal Malofrigi, that's possible. So we have the following case. Not thou condesin ba'aretz. The sikich al gaban. Here we have a case of aretz. He put down four poles on the ground and made schach adbav. Rav Yaakov machshir v'cham poslin. Frank the Gemara. No, we have the same Rav Yaakov being machshir on the four condesin al ha'aretz. The ha'aretz, the ke'em sahagag dami. Here already, there's nothing below that you can say, right, that you're going to say good asik on. It's ke'em sa'agag. It's just in the middle of the ground. Right? There's no machitzas below it. The kamachshir Rav Yaakov. So mefurish Rav Yaakov is machshir even be'em sa'agag. Tiyufta, Rav Huna tiyufta. So Rav Huna is clearly refuted in that he said that nobody can be machshir be'em sa'agag. And here you see Rav Yaakov was machshir be'em sa'agag. Says the Gemara, let's try to rebut Rav Yaakov, Rav Huna even more so. Va'od, let's be medaik, be'em sa'hu depligi. Why talk about the case of Ba'aretz, which is like the Emsa Gag? It sounds like Sfas Agag, there'll be no Machokes, because that's why he sets up the Machokes only Ba'aretz. It means there's no Machokes Sfas Agag, they all agree. So, Reima Tevi Tiyufta Rav Huna Betarti, would this not refute Rav Huna on another level too? Because Rav Huna set up the Machokes on Sfas Agag. On this, says Gemara Amalach, Rav Huna, no, you don't have to have two tiyuftas against me. Keep it with one. Why? Because pligi be'em sagag, v'odinot sasagag. Maybe I can see the point, I guess, that they argue be'em sagag, but I would still hold my own on sasagag that there is a machokas. So why is it talk about a case of aretz? I had to come in for pligi be'em sagag, odiyacha kochot Rav Yaakov. To tell me how far Rav Yaakov goes, that feel be'em sagag, nami machshir. That he was machshir, even be'em sagag, but la'olam, he's machshir, even Asfas Agag, so you only got me once, not twice. Right? In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger, but you still refuted twice. Because with Pashtus, this Shita of Rav Huna, this Shita of Rav Yaakov, that's machshir b'emtza gag is based on diyum. So why would he be machshir al tzfas hagag? Why assume that he has a new machlokes about good asik? Assume that he would also be machshir for the same reason. It would require the shir of diyum. And what did Rav Huna hold for Rav Yaakov? That he subscribes to what? The good asik. But here you see that's not true. You see he's not based on good asik. Mehechet teisa to make a double machlokes. So you're trying to show Rav Huna is saying, you only have me once. It's only tiyuf de b'chad. But even if you're going to say that it's odiyacha kolchod Rav Yaakov and they're arguing as tzfas hagag, but it's still not the same way Rav Huna understood it. Rav Huna understood machlokes tzfas hagag that Rav Yaakov is machshir based on what? Based on good asik. The pashtus here, it's not based on good asik. So it's not going to come out, it's going to be a bigger shear. You're going to require the shear that's required for the yumdin. So Rav Kibbeh says, what are you really gaining? It's still, Rav Huna still refuted the tarity. Vegas kasha to keep in mind for the end of the sugya how we can come back to this kasha. Okay, this is the second chiluk of the sugya. Let's see some Rashi. Difficult Rashi to read. Let's see the Rashi. Machlokes al tzfas hagag, right? That's what we're up to. Machlokes al tzfas hagag. This is a comment of Rav Huna. Machokis of Yaakov and Chachamim by Daud Kodesin on the Gag is Tzfas Hagag, the Machitzas Habayis Tachteha, Kneged Ben Akundisin. Between where the poles are, you have the walls of the house. Ikumema good asik. That means that's the Shita of Rav Yaakov. It's the basis for good asik. Rashi concludes, Vahacha lo amrinan. The Be'inan Mechitzos Nikaros. And here, what? We don't say that you need Mechitzos Nikaros. What do these words seem to be saying? It reads together. What is Rashi saying? The Shita of Rav Yaakov, here we don't say you need Mechitzos Nikaros. What does it mean? We discussed. L'chor Rava talked about Mechitzos Nikaros before. That's why Sukkah and Amud don't go together. You can't have the Sukkah Gabi Amud. And he said this case is better. So we mentioned Tosus. Why is it better? Because it's Nikaros Babais. So it is Nikaros. Was Rashi saying, Hacha lo aminan to be in Mechitzos Nikaros? Here we don't say we need it. We always need it. The question is, do we have it? How do you read the Rashi? What's the Rashi saying? We're going in Rav Yaakov, and we're explaining that it's okay with good asik, and what? And here we don't say we need Mechitzos Nikaros. Here we don't say we need Mechitzos Nikaros. Chora, if you're going to say that, you want to make Rava's shtim with Rav Yaakov, right? That's the point. Mechitzos Nikaros is Rava before. So then you have to explain that it's better. It's better, meaning here is Mechitzos Nikaros. Tosfos gave a svar. What could Rashi mean? V'hacha lo aminan to be in the Mechitzos Nikaros. Yeah? No. They're doing it based on Rav Minahar. That's what we're going to speak out.
They're pointing to the Tosfos Chabad.
What are you quoting?
The
Tosfos Chabad, yeah? What does he say? Ayin?
Tosfos.
Yeah, that's our Tosis. That we read that Tosis before.
Here you don't need Mechitzos Nikaros of the Sukkah because you have them of the body.
Yeah, then the Lashon is very cumbersome. Hacha lo amrinan. Listen to the words. Hacha lo amrinan. That's how you speak. Hacha lo amrinan de be'ina Mechitzos Nikaros. Like, here we don't say you need Mechitzos Nikaros. You're telling me it's better than the case of before of Amud. So say what you need to say. Something strange in the language. Hacha lo aminan. The words they don't flow together.
You can say that pshat, and I mean, we don't ask. Like Rava said, oh, over here you know you need bechiza anikaros. So Rashi said, no, but hacha, and over here you don't ask.
We don't ask.
We
don't ask a kasha to be. Again, so Rashi has to speak that way. It's such a hacha lo aminan to be. Good. L'maisa, it's strange and it's forced in the words, I think. So L'maisa, Rav Ramanahar quoted Lashon Rashi. He said Lashon Rabbeinu Shlomo, and then you almost feel like this must be what Rashi is saying. Then Rashi is going over to the Chachamim. Look how he quotes it. We'll see what he does with it afterwards. But he quotes Rashi, the Lashon of Ben Shlomo. This is quoting Rashi. Machlokes asfas agag. And notice the Lashon of Ben Avram. Machlokes demechitzos habayis tachteha keneged ben akundisin. Does not miss the words that we're following, right? The ikom em good asik. So far, exactly the words of Rashi. Now look how he says. The following words are added. V'rabbanan sviruhu. And Rabbanan hold, notice he added three words. Rabban sviruhu, the hacha, lo amrinan, good asik. Notice, what did he do? He added Rabbanan sviruhu before vahacha. It says, the hacha, fine, lo amrinan what? Lo amrinan what? Lo amrinan good asik. Continue, the machitzos and nikaros beinan, or we add the bein machitzos nikaros. So what do you see in the Washington he's quoting? That what Rashi is doing at the end of this Dibra Maschil is shifting over from Rabbi Yaakov to the Chachamim. And how do you punctuate these words? After speaking about Rabbi Yaakov, that we say good asik, now he goes to the Chachamim. And he says, the Rabbanan hold, and this is what they do in the Ozva Hadar Gemara, they basically put it in based on Raman Ahar, they tell you. The Rabbanan Svirale, right? The Hacha lo amrinan, what? The Hacha lo amrinan, good asik, meaning we're not gonna say good asik the way we learned in Rashi before, al derech habitva. In other words, it's not gonna help here by sukkah. We don't accept the good asik to machshir the sukkah. Why not? The beginning of machitzas nikaros. In other words, the Chachamim view this as the problem of machitzas nikaros. And Rav Yaakov would hold it's not a problem. And we explained before, maybe like Tosa says, because Nikaras Babais. The Chum don't buy that. I saw brought the name of Rosh Arieli, Shlita. He had a chap of a suggestion in the Magia the Rashi that the Hacha should be not the Hacha, but Vav Ches Chaf Aleph, meaning Vachachamim Omrim, which is basically lining up with Rav Nahar. In other words, not the Hacha, it's a chap. Vachachamim Omrim. Lo arminan, the bein machitzas nikaros. Then mamish is exactly what we're saying. Then you have to put in Rabban Savri. I mean, it just lines up. V'chacham, after Rav Yaakov, v'chacham omrim lo arminan, the bein machitzas nikaros. But again, whether or not you do that way or just put in the words Rabban and Sfirulei, the hacha, it comes down to the same thing. Rashi is now shifting to the chacham. So, the only thing is, okay, so let's see. Raman Ahar takes Rashi, though, and says, you see that this prop that Rashi is putting in to the Chachamim, because that's his gears and Rashi has explained, the problem that we had in Rav. And he jumps all over Rashi and says, you can't do this. You can't say that Rav's Shita is now going to be totally and tied into the Machlokas here. Rather, as he says, as we spoke at before, go nagi krach ahach kokta d'yakav rabbana. Right? The two issues are unrelated. Now, the way that he took it, that it's tying into Rava, it sounded to me like he was, you know, he didn't have this idea of the Ran and the Ritva, and he was trying to think in Rashi, as I understood reading it, that the problem that he understood over here, that you need that it should be going into the Rishus a little bit. That was Rava's problem by Amud. And then he says it doesn't work out because Rava was saying it with the Vihako and here you tell me it's a Machokas. But Lamaisa, the basic argument that Rashi could be the same argument, you know, regardless of how you understood Rava. In other words, if you understand like the Ritva and like the Ran, so what's going on here? Rav is inserting himself in Machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. But Lamaisa, we had a terrace to that. That's what we suggested from Tosas. What makes it better is Rav has a chesaron of you need mechitzas nikaros of sukkah, nitfanos. But the question is, maybe this is better. Maybe it's called nikaros because it's nikaros b'bayis. Rav Nahar attacks Rashi because he says Rashi's bringing in the two issues, lishita so. They can't be connected. You can't put in this problem in Rava because in Rava is totally taking sides in Machlokas. And the issue that we brought in Rava has no shaykhis over here. That's for sure. What was the issue in Rava? The way he explained Rava is no toch. Here there is a toch. So, that was a little bit confusing in the way that Rav Bar did not seem to even acknowledge the approach of the Ritva and the Rat. But Lamaisa, the quote in Rashi, I think, seems to be, you know, the way to read Rashi. So let's just finish the Rashis. Avu be'emtza agag she'ein tachter mechitza saviv. This is what Rav Huna says. If there's no mechitza saviv, divyako psula. Says Rashi, v'lo daya ba'abas ha'kundesin lios la'shem dalad mechitzos. That's what's called yudumdin. That is considered to be the shem dalad mechitzos. Hachi gassina v'av nachmin amma be'emtza agag machokis v'adei ha'kundesin Rav Yaakov machshira. What would be the case of Yaakov's machshir? Kigon she'in rachav tefach l'chotzi deyan. Dika shem mechitzos tefach mitzafen l'darom. V'shem mechitzos tefach mimizrach l'mayrav. V'chol achas v'achas kilu kamon. That's coming up by Diyumdin. V'rabban savri lo miskashra elo b'shtey mechitzos kilchasan kishir meshach sukkah b'shkishat afil tefach. That's the machogis we have to get into. What would be the machogis be'emtza agag based on Diyumdin? The chacham take issue with this idea of using Diyumdin by sukkah. Why? I mean, good asik. Gemara asked in the case of Oretz, the chidi emsa agag dami de emachitzos tachteha de name a good asik. To yufta de rabuna de amar vo beemsa de viako psula. Here you see they're arguing even Oretz. And where it says, let's read the daik further. Beemsa u de pligi hashas hard de medaik masnito asuvi to yufta achriti. Gemara is crying to be medaik a second kash in rabuna. Betarti, let's shlug up rabuna on another count. Chada number one, lamai de amar beemsa agag de viako psula. And here you see not true. Rav Yaakov is machshir be'emsa by Oretz. Umas nisun katani deba pligi. There is machokis. That's one kasha. The chada, another tiyufta. Lemay da'ama machokis osfas agag. That there is machokis osfas agag. Vanan matzino lemedak. We could be medak mas nisun de besfas agag de Yaakov kshera. On that, the Gemara says Rav Huna will defend himself on the second tiyufta. Why? Really, they're arguing by both. But they spoke about this case, Lodiach HaKochad Rav Yaakov. In fact, Rav Kibbe Eger, L'chor, it's still a tiyufta in terms of the reasoning of the Shita of Rav Yaakov. Okay.